This is Mac OS Ken.
Upgrades are driving this year's iPhone sales. The UK is still targeting encrypted iCloud data. And there is no fixing AirPods Pro 3. It is Thursday, the 2nd of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. Some interesting info on iPhone 17 sales from JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note he wrote on Wednesday. According to that, Apple watchers are currently witnessing a strong and robust cycle for the iPhone 17 series relative to the iPhone 16. This year, that's being led by upgraders, according to the analyst, while interest from switchers is modestly softer compared to the prior year. Both groups, people upgrading and people switching, are said by the analyst to show a higher preference for high-end models compared to the prior year. That said, things are going great for the base model iPhone 17. The analyst says that one has made significant gains in consumer preference relative to base models in prior years. I saw a piece somewhere, 9to5Mac, I think, that made a fairly big deal of the fact that Chatterjee didn't even mention iPhone Air in his note. It is odd. Then again, his note is devoted to a compare-contrast of current and previous iPhones. Tough to put the Air in there since there's never been an iPhone like it. As for what's turning people on to the 17 line, his firm's consumer survey points to faster performance, improved aesthetics, and better camera capabilities. The note says AI features are not yet among the top five reasons for upgrades from consumers. Mr. Chatterjee has an overweight rating on Apple shares. His price target on the shares is $280. Remember how the UK had dropped its demand for access to encrypted data stored in iCloud? Yeah, it turns out probably not. The Financial Times is basically playing ping pong with this story. It said back in August that the UK had backed off its demand for a backdoor into encrypted consumer data held in Apple's iCloud. That was based on US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard indicating that the UK had agreed to drop its demand that Apple enable access to the protected encrypted data of American citizens. The Financial Times pointed out at the time that while the UK had agreed to rescind the order, they had not withdrawn it formally, which took us to the last week of August. That's when the paper said that British intelligence still hadn't modified its demand for Apple to grant access to data belonging to customers outside the UK. Which brings us to now. A piece Wednesday from the Financial Times says the UK government is once again demanding access to encrypted cloud backups. They're not after the whole world this time, though. They just want their half. The government is said to have stipulated that the order applied only to British citizens' data, according to people briefed on the matter. Though Apple is prohibited from addressing the matter specifically, it did offer a general statement. The Financial Times had the company saying, "As we have said many times before, we have never built a backdoor or master key to any of our products or services, and we never will." That said, the UK government is apparently going to keep trying. Now, there are two points of lingering concern. First, if Apple is compelled to create a backdoor, that's the ball game, even if it is only meant to be played against UK citizens. The piece had an exec from Privacy International indicating that the latest order could be just as big a threat to worldwide security and privacy as the previous order. Quoting the exec, "If Apple breaks end-to-end encryption for the UK, it breaks it for everyone. The resulting vulnerability can be exploited by hostile states, criminals, and other bad actors the world over. The other point of concern, there's still no indication that the old order has gone away. Back to the end of August story, indications then had the original case between Apple and the UK's Home Office still scheduled to be argued in court early next year. A suit dismissed, trying to get a suit dismissed, and a suit that will not be dismissed. If it's a day that ends in Y, there is a court case for it. We start with one that got away. A piece from Apple Insider says frequent Apple plaintiff firm Hagens Berman has seen its case against Apple and Amazon on alleged price fixing go bye-bye. Originally filed almost 3 years ago, the report says the claim was that Apple and Amazon's 2018 deal to let the retailer stock iPhones and iPads saw third-party resellers being dropped. So why did this case fall apart? Well, there was no plaintiff. The former class representative seems to have backed out, a fact that seems to have been hidden from the court. That said, plaintiffs are allowed to resubmit an amended suit. One assumes that is if they can actually find a class representative. As for the case Apple is moving to dismiss, seems like this one would be a no-brainer, but what do I know? A piece from Mac Rumors says Apple has filed a court motion to dismiss Elon Musk's lawsuit, alleging the company conspired with OpenAI to stifle competition in the AI market, arguing the antitrust claims are based on speculation on top of speculation. Ooh, like lasagna. Apple says the lawsuit brought by the world's richest man-child basically requires Apple to partner with every other generative AI chatbot, regardless of quality, privacy or safety considerations, technical feasibility, stage of development, or commercial terms. And besides, the filing says it is widely known that Apple intends to partner with other generative AI chatbots in addition to OpenAI in the future, so, you know, you got a shot. Be best. See what happens. As for the case that will not be dismissed, back to Apple Insider, where we find Apple, Google, and Meta all having to go to trial over their alleged promotion of gambling apps. The piece says there are a number of cases against Apple over gambling applications in the App Store. According to the report, each of the three firms had chiefly based their appeal on Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act that shields online platforms from liability over third-party content, which the firms maintain shielded them from the proposed suits. What may have stuck Apple in the case anyway, though, is its own in-app payment system. In refusing to dismiss, the judge overseeing the case said the crux of the plaintiff's theory is the defendants, which would include Apple, that the defendants improperly processed payments for social casino apps. Yet, taking payments might make it harder for Apple, Google, and Meta to reasonably say, "Don't look at us." They'll probably try, though. Due to the significance of the Section 230 issues, Apple Insider says the judge's ruling does allow for an appeal. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. We've talked all week about how small and light the Go Ultra is, weighs a few ounces, about the size of an Oreo, yet shoots 4K video at 60 frames per second, delivering great images in daylight or low-light settings. But how much can it shoot and for how long? Well, how much is up to you. Go Ultra stores video on SD cards. Don't have to worry about transferring files or offloading if you run out of space in the middle of a shoot. Pop out your SD card, pop in a new one, and get back to the action in seconds. As for power, on its own, the Insta360 Go Ultra has 70 minutes of runtime, but You can add up to 200 minutes by adding an action pod, which you can also use as a remote control and to monitor your shot. Go Ultra today. Head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKen get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount where Go Ultra's magnets won't do the job. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKen. Apple has made do-it-yourself repair of its devices a lot easier over the past few years, but a piece from Mac Rumors says that does not extend to its latest hearables. According to the site, the self-repair peeps at iFixit have taken apart the AirPods Pro 3. Unless you crazy glue what's left as an art piece or melt them down into a lump, those things are not going back together. To get a look at components inside the AirPods Pro 3, the piece says iFixit essentially had to destroy them because Apple doesn't design them to be repaired. The batteries in the individual AirPods are sealed shut with glue. Same goes for the battery in the charging case. Heat needs to be used to melt the adhesive, according to the report, and there is no easy way to disconnect the flex cable that's inside each earbud. Between the need for special equipment and the inevitability of causing damage even with that equipment, the reparability score is comically low. iFixit gives the units a 0 out of 10, so not one for the self-repair people. Apple's made an acquisition that sounds kinda sexy until you find out what it actually is. A piece from Apple Insider says the Cupertino company has bought IC Mask Design. Tantalizing, spooky, in keeping with the Halloween season, until you learn that IC Mask Design specializes in the layout of chips and processors. Not as sexy, but does make more sense. Sounds like a lot of what Apple is buying is experience. Around since 2002, the piece says the Irish firm claims to have worked with over 250 leading-edge technology companies in 35 countries across the globe. Those firms include MoreTech, Motorola, and Icon Semiconductor. Interestingly, Apple Insider says IC's published list of clients does not include Apple. And again, Apple may have kept its work with IC on the QT. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. There are three new games in Apple Arcade today. A piece last week from Mac Rumors had Apple's subscription game service welcoming three titles on the 2nd of October. The classic game Dominoes, a puzzle game called Piffle, and the kids' game Thomas and Friends, Let's Roll. If you've got any of the Apple One bundles, you've got access to Apple Arcade. Subscriptions to the game thing on its own will run buyers $6.99 per month. Apple TV Plus will be home to Snoopy and Friends until at least 2030. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release Wednesday announcing a 5-year extension as the exclusive streaming home for all things Peanuts. That's said to include both the property's back catalog as well as plans for more new original Peanut series and specials. 5 years into streaming exclusivity, the piece says the news of the extension comes as Peanuts celebrates its 75th anniversary. And finally today, it's a violent, bloody, philosophical companion piece, Charlie Brown. Apple TV Plus issued a second press release on Wednesday, this one promoting the upcoming 5-part documentary, Mr. Scorsese. According to the release, which also drops a trailer for the doc, Mr. Scorsese offers an intimate and richly layered examination of one of cinema's most influential and enigmatic figures, featuring never-before-seen footage and in-depth interviews with those closest to him. The trailer offers a thrilling glimpse into the emotional heart of the docuseries, as Scorsese explores his perspective on human nature and the eternal struggle between good and evil through his life and career. The trailer is a minute long and has a lot of blood and violence. I gotta say, I love Scorsese's work, and I really don't get the promotion around this documentary event. The Cupertino streamer put out a clip at the doc a few weeks ago that had the filmmaker seeming to defend a threat years ago to take a gun to the studio that was trying to mess with one of his movies. The trailer that Apple dropped yesterday leans hard into violence. In a minute. I mean, there is violence in Scorsese's work. We all know that. But he's not making Friday the 13th for crying out loud. There's artistry to what he does that's punctuated by violence. It's not Grindhouse. But bigger brains than mine. Mr. Scorsese hits Apple TV Plus on the 17th of October. And when I say hits, I mean premieres on. Anyway, I hope I do. You can catch the trailer for yourself on YouTube. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOS Ken. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media. Online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Leonard likes this post.